This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a cold, cold, cold Monday morning. And be careful on the sidewalks. They are slippery pretty much, I think, no matter where you go. Now that football season is over, baseball season, you're up. Johnny, pitchers and catchers, report in Arizona, February 12th. That from Nikki. Another text here from Mike. I wonder how many times per show I say the following. John, what is wrong with you? I don't think I've even said anything controversial today, have I, Ty?
I can't even think what that might have been about.
No, Mike, what did I say today? Come on, Mike. 11 degrees in Green Bay, 9 in Appleton, 5 in Oshkosh. Feels like 10 degrees below zero. Today is Rubber Ducky Day, all right? Today is Make Your Dreams Come True Day, which is why Todd had that
yellow
great song.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Clean Your Desk Day.
Did you notice our desk when we came in? Spotless.
Very nice. My desk is always terrible, no matter what. I don't know. Gluten-free day. Fourth graders day. That was a tough year for me, fourth grade. How about
that's
you?
That's a critical year.
That's a critical year. I did not have a good fourth grade.
Okay, there are organizations, studies, that when they look at fourth grade scores, they can predict a lot of things. This was a Hillary Clinton thing. I just want to say I was at a seminar one time. And they were talking about fourth grade reading test scores. Actually, fourth grade test scores. Because remember, didn't you take, what was that test called that you took in fourth grade and eighth grade? The Iowa Basic Test?
Oh, yeah.
I hated those.
Yeah.
Get your number two pencil out.
Yeah, right. You're right. The Iowa, yeah, that gives me a chill just thinking about that.
Yeah, but you had to take that. I think that was mandatory. Even private schools and public. Yeah. There was somebody got up and talked and said, look, you know, we use that as a predictor of our community, and we can tell you how many desks we need in our college, how many desks we need in our technical school.
They can project it from the fourth grade?
Somebody said, Johnny, this is what got everybody's attention. He goes, we can project how many prison beds we need.
Serious?
That's what he said.
Wow.
Yeah. Don and I both went to that seminar. I don't know if that's true, but you got to admit, you know, I don't want to be critical of any school district, but we sure get worried when Johnny's not going to, I'll use a different name, Billy.
Fine. No,
he's not going to graduate.
Billy was an idiot.
Well, but we talk about
sat
that.
Sat next to me.
But we worry when he's
every test.
Billy Keskamak.
Billy Stanky. Yeah. We get so worried when he's in 10th grade. We should worry when he's in 4th grade, because we knew back then that he was going to.
Wow.
So I think this, you know, of course, my daughter works in the whole, you know, 0 to 5, but we could do better at that. This country could do better at 4th grade and really focus in on those reading test scores.
I think that's one of those in-between kind of things, like kindergarten, first, second, third. It's still
playground. But it's not,
fourth,
John.
Fourth, that starts getting a little bit serious. And then fifth, sixth, and seventh are really hard. Eighth grade, you just slough. Let's be honest.
It's like you and me. Oh, that's really hard. Fourth grade was really hard. But man, seventh grade was really, really hard. Well, maybe they should have spent more time with us in fourth grade. All I'm saying is that fourth grade, those Iowa basics, I don't even know if we still do that. That's an indicator. And I don't disagree with that theory.
I remember one time when we had to do a science project in like seventh grade.
Yeah.
And the teacher said, just put a thing, John, your science project on pollution was just that. It was pollution. Yeah.
But
it says, it might have been about Johnny asking Brittany if she was wearing a vest or if that was her hair.
Yeah. See, I
agree. But didn't it look like a vest?
No,
like a down vest?
That went up to her head? No.
Yeah. But I mean, that's like, okay. I didn't think that was inappropriate.
Okay.
I didn't think that was inappropriate. Happy birthday to Patrick Dempsey. He's 59. Liam Hemsworth is 35. That's one of the most bizarre. Did you ever see the movie on, I can't remember, Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I've seen clips of that movie. No, I've never seen the whole movie.
Okay, so he had those two twin brothers that actually invented the internet first. And the kind of like the allegation was he stole their idea and stuff. Like he was involved with them. Then he said, okay, you're out. I'm going to take all the things we've done.
Wow.
And they sued him and the whole thing. But anyway, Liam Hemsworth played both brothers.
Really?
Played both twin brothers in the movie.
Well, that's cool.
But I didn't know you could do, I mean, technically or whatever, it's unbelievable. He played both brothers and they're sitting here just like this, talking to each other.
Well, isn't it that one comedian plays the four parts in a show?
Which one?
I'll get it at the break. And it's hilarious. That can be done.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me at all that he did that. So, all right, is he famous now?
I guess so. Good looking guy, like 6'5", whatever. Orlando Bloom is 49. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is 64. Wow. I've always you talk about somebody that's never changed looks.
Right.
She looks exactly the same no matter what. Trace Atkins is 63. And Ginger Z, who I mentioned, who there is a big controversy on that one with her and Marciano. Was it Rob Marciano? Todd, did you follow that story?
Not really.
They worked together and hated each other. And she kind of won the battle because she would always take the best assignments. And for those weather people, that was like the biggest natural disaster there is. They want to be there type thing. And yeah, there is a big thing between Ginger Z and Rob Marciano. Big time thing.
This is kind of on the subject, but off the subject. Wasn't there a Marciano that worked at Channel 11? Joe Marciano.
Was my guy.
Sports?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Don't ever happen to him.
Related? You don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. Ginger Z has really pretty eyes. She's got really bizarre eyes that are really cool. You know who has the prettiest eyes of anywhere in the world? What? Is this going to be another Mike Campbell huge? What's wrong?
Brittany Merlot? I don't know.
No. Michael Jackson's daughter.
What's her name?
Paris.
Paris?
Yes. Paris Jackson. Wow, she had pretty eyes.
No, I don't.
No.
Know her.
All right.
No.
All right. Wow. Okay.
You know, they talk about these work assignments and the politics and that. That happens. Like on those news magazines, 2020 and all that stuff, who gets the good assignments?
Oh. It's so competitive, it's unbelievable.
I know.
And it is nasty.
I know.
And trust me, there are so many people where I'm so and so. It's some. And then as soon as you're off camera, what the?
But some of those people.
Todd, you experienced that.
Some of those people travel like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
People get like good, like a longer
gigs.
Term.
Absolutely.
Good gig. Yeah.
What I always love is if you go on like YouTube, you can search it. But you can actually find video and audio of like news anchors going off on one another during the break.
Absolutely.
And Paul Moyer, who was at WABC or KABC out in Los Angeles, Channel 7.
Okay.
Was one of them. And he got into it with his co-anchor. And boy, they were going off on one another. The audio is absolutely
I've seen one
incredible.
Of them where they're doing a promo and she just said, what the bleep are you doing? Why are you looking?
Yeah, that was in New York.
That's, you know, the one I'm talking
about. She had to come back and say, I apologize because she was live on the air.
Did that go live?
That was live.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. She said, what the bleep are you looking at or something like that. Yeah.
Did you ever see one, Chris Berman, where he goes off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Behind the scenes in TV is so different than what's projected on the air at times. It's crazy.
Is she still working, Ginger Z?
Oh, yeah. She's right in Los Angeles in the middle of the thing.
Yep.
And then that other thing has just blown up, too. David Muir here reporting all these people dying, and he's wearing that form-fitting fireman's jacket.
Mr. Chiseled?
Yes.
So, okay. There was a special on Friday night about the fires in L.A. And I lived out there for 9 years. I have some friends out there. I told you I talked to one of them yesterday or I texted one of them yesterday. And David Muir on what station? Is that ABC?
ABC.
Okay. They did a two-hour special. And Todd hates when I complain about commercials, but it was, I'm not kidding you, John, it was probably like at least 40%.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, if I wouldn't have mind all those commercial breaks, if they would have said every penny from these commercials is going to help the firefighters, nothing. And all these teases, and then Well, coming up next is How Can You Help, which is what I wanted to watch. He said that three times, and it was just the last end. How can you help? Call the Red Cross.
Like, that's it.
I kind of knew that before
didn't
I even watched
of that.
It. Yeah, right. Who would have thought of that? But it was just, I was like, yeah, how, you're, and he's doing these, this is where I feel bad for people when they don't really think it through. And the TV guy says, can we, you're going to go back to your house? Yeah. Can we come with you? And they should say no.
Yeah, I know.
But they
I
don't.
Agree.
And then
I
they
agree.
Go, it's like, oh my God, they are seeing, like, senior dog die or something. It's just unbelievable. And they, I just feel really bad for that. But I just thought that was a, I didn't have a lot of respect for ABC after that because I thought they could have ended and say, look, the $3 million we made during this episode, we are going to donate to the firefighters. But they didn't. Anyway.
I know exactly what you're saying. Man. Totally agree. And I hate to say it, but I remember the song Dirty Laundry?
Yeah.
When that was very much, yeah, can we get the widow on the set and this and that? You know, right. We love disasters. And that's part of the business,
I would
though.
I
mean,
never
that
do
is
that.
The part of the business. And it's, yeah. I know what you're
and
saying.
And some of the people are, you know, I don't know. They're older, not that.
Well, that lady, okay, did you read about that lady, though? 85 years old, refused to leave her house because of her pet canary and turtle. She wouldn't leave her house and died. You can't stick a turtle in your pocket and
let the canary fly.
Let him free. Let him go. Come on. And so many of the people you're reading about, it's like, nope, well, this is my home. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me ask you this. If you jumped in your swimming pool, would you be okay?
No. Well, one is you got to deal with smoke too, right?
Yeah, that's true.
But I would think that would get hot, right?
Well, I don't know. Would it?
I don't know.
Todd?
don't look at me.
I mean, that's a legitimate question.
No.
What if you had scuba gear and you could go into your
pool
and just
John,
go into the water?
Just find you. No.
Then you don't have to deal with the smoke. Logically, you'd think that would work.
But all the fire and the sparks and all that kind of stuff, you know, you've got an oxygen tank on, so that's flammable.
Right.
I mean.
All right. You're going to run out of oxygen.
I'm just trying to think of ways, what things I would do if I was there.
Leave when they give you the evacuation order.
I'm not trying to make light of it, but
there's
I'm just saying, would that work?
100,000 people that are under orders to evacuate, and they should. And if they don't, you don't want to be like, but I mean, there's plenty of warning. This isn't Hawaii.
Oh, not
there's
even a
plenty
question.
Of warning.
This isn't like the Hawaii one.
Right. Oh, that was.
Yeah.
Everybody's fine.
Yeah. Wow. All right. We got to set a quick break. Mind on the Mirror. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mirror here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. 11 degrees in Green Bay, 9 in Appleton, 5 in Oshkosh. With the wind, it feels like 10 below zero. You know, I mentioned earlier that I found Donald Driver's book at the library. And I don't know when exactly it was written. But he talks about that, about playing in some of these cold games. And somebody had texted in there the night Michael Vick beat Brett Favre-led Packers in the 2003 playoffs on a really cold night at Lambeau Field. Seems like that was the day the aura of playing at Lambeau in cold weather in the playoffs, you know, they're not going to lose. They kind of smacked the Packers in the face that game. And it's there. But Driver talks about, he honestly believes the NFL should at times delay games or for another day. Because, like, he talked about, and I'll never forget this game. I forget what year it was, 2007 maybe? They played in Chicago in, like, the last regular season game. And I'll never forget that. I was just driving to the store that morning trying to get something to, you know, refreshments to watch the game with. And I could barely drive down GV. Everything was so ice. And they played in Chicago that day. And I remember Brady Papenga telling me Brett Favre did not want to come out of that locker room that time. It's like, I've had enough. And Driver even said it was kind of inhumane to make guys play in those kind of conditions. And, I mean, baseball will cancel a game because it's drizzling.
Yeah.
And these guys playing out there like that, it's just the things that can do to your body and all those kind of things. And he said the same thing about that Giants game, the NFC Championship cold. Game. That was crazy cold.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. Yeah. And why, you know what I mean?
It's the money, because that would disrupt their schedule.
But if it was lightning, it would be.
Well, that's true.
If it's lightning, they'd cancel it or delay it. But unbelievably cold weather? Really? I mean, he said it was literally inhumane. You should have seen the guys in the line. Actually, he said Mike McCarthy went insane on them after the game, because Driver and some of the other guys on special down the kickoff team, they waited into the locker room right until the teams were on the field line, and they ran right in the locker room and lined up. And McCarthy was so ticked about that. But that book on Driver, and I'd love to get him on a show, holy crap. His childhood, he was a major drug dealer, Donald Driver was, right through college. And even when he was in the pros, he had like an uncle call him and say, hey, you want to get involved? I got a good, area, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I mean, for that guy to turn out the way he did with his upbringing is mind-boggling.
Yeah, I'm not sure he has to tell everybody that. I mean, he's got such a good guy image. But, I understand that. I've heard him talk. I was telling you earlier about he had a tough life.
Unbelievably
and
tough.
I think, kind of my mess is going to be my message. But, boy, he just really gets into a lot of detail. It's like, I'm not sure I even want to hear that. But I get it.
I was shocked reading this book. I mean, it's a great book. It's a wonderful book. And he bears his soul. And, I mean, he's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human being.
Yeah.
But I'm amazed that he overcame what he overcame. You know, it's funny though, too. It's like, no matter how cool you are, no matter what you do for the community, no matter what you do for the Green Bay Packers, when it's your time, see you. I mean, he talks, but he was due to make in his last contract like $5 million that year, because they always do that. It's like this amount, and then that last year of the contract, real big. So then when they say, he signed a $30 million contract, well, a whole bunch of it would come in that last year. But they're kind of betting that you're not going to be worth it for that one. And they called him in and said, listen, we're going to cut your pay in half. Take it or leave it. We'll release you if you don't. And it's just kind of like, really, after everything, I just kind of, that's it? Yeah. But he wanted to retire as a Packer. So he accepted the pay cut and just kind of. But, I mean, they said it was just cut point blank. Just, Donald, here's what we're going to do. We're going to cut your salary in half. Take it or leave it.
Is that
we're
a new
gonna
book?
Release you. I don't think so, just had never seen it before. I don't even remember when it came out.
Well, do you know what the name of it is?
I think just Driver.
Driven?
Driven.
2013.
2013, so it's over 10 years old. Yeah. But I'd never seen it, never read it before, and it just opened my eyes because I used to do a radio. I will say this. I was the first guy to give him publicity. He was a backup, wasn't playing hardly at all, and I asked him to do a radio show just because he seemed like so personable. So we did it, I think, for 2 years. Like I said, we did it over at Razzmatazz 1 year, and I think we did it at Time Out for a year, or maybe Stadium View. I don't even remember. I did so many shows over the years. I can't keep them straight where I did shows. But then he really made it big, and then it's like, whoa, everything blew up for him. But I'm not patting myself on the back, but when you go into a locker room and you talk to guys, and some guys can come off as really good guys with the media, but then when you see them when the cameras aren't on, they're not. He was always one of the really good guys.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was a receivers room where the guys weren't very nice, led by Sterling Sharp, and Sterling led the way where he didn't want those people to be nice to the media. But another thing Driver talked about in that book, and again, I've talked about a book that's 12 years old, so I'm talking out of my butt here as far as, most everybody
breaking
maybe knows.
News.
Yeah. But he talked about the other he talked about the receivers that were nice to him, Antonio Freeman, Bill Schrader, and somebody else. And he lists all the other receivers, but he doesn't mention he would ask them for advice, like, what do I run in this play? Mm-hmm. And they'd give him the wrong route intentionally.
Wow.
Yeah.
They had your buddy on. They interviewed some girls over, a reporter, was over in Philly. I mean, in Philly for the game and interviewed Andre Rison.
Oh!
Do you like him? Did you say, remember, I got you, you got his book, right?
Yeah. I knew Andre. I was in Flint when he was in high school.
Oh, that's what
I covered
is.
Andre since he was a sophomore in high school.
He seemed great in the interview.
Oh, he can be. Absolutely. Okay. What was he doing in Philadelphia?
I don't know. I guess going to the game.
Oh, okay.
I just knew you knew him, and I thought he did a great interview. But
oh, I'm sure he did. He can be really personable, really cool, the whole thing.
But I think Driver, like you said, is one of the best.
He was like genuinely a good guy in the locker room.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted, even though he wasn't playing, he would be fun and everybody liked him. Mm-hmm. And he turned out to be just, you know, amazing as far as everything he did community wise and that. And
yeah.
Where does he live now?
I think Houston.
He is back in Texas? Okay. Boy, that sounds like a tough town. I don't know. I've never been there, but that sounds like a tough town.
It is. And it's, their weather's tough. Remember they had the floods and heat and anyway.
Yeah.
But he's great. He wrote the foreword in my book. I love the guy. And he helps out with the homeless shelter.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a good, good guy.
He's got a phenomenal wife.
He does.
She's awesome.
Hey, where did his kid end up? Donna asked me that.
I thought Penn State.
Okay.
That's what I'd heard.
He got a free ride at Madison, right? You said no?
I don't know. I'm surprised that isn't more of a story. You know, Donald Driver's son being a star player.
Everybody knew him.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
All right. We got to set a quick break. We're back. Grace Hageman, Croc Center, Green Bay, Great Carnival coming up. Frank Hermans will be joining us. Alexander Schlitz coming on. A lot of stuff. Stay with us.
She looked at him with You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Oshkosh police arrested a 32-year-old Texas man and rescued a woman who was being trafficked Friday. OPD's undercover investigation determined that the female was involved in human trafficking activities at an Oshkosh hotel. Police say the man had been forcing the woman to participate in these activities against her will for several months while traveling across multiple states. OPD says they've set the woman up with several supports and are working to reunite her with her family. The man is being held at the Winnebago County Jail with recommended charges of felony human trafficking, possession of firearm as a felon, and multiple counts of possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine, fentanyl, and cocaine. There's a lot of excitement brewing over the NFL draft that's coming to Green Bay in just over 3 months. People are listing their homes on sites such as Airbnb and Vrbo to make a little cash. Michael Friedman with Simple Life Hospitality, which manages vacation properties, says don't cut corners. Make sure you get the proper permits through your local municipality.
People are getting cited already. They're getting their initial warning letter from the city of Green Bay stating that your home is listed and it does not have the proper permitting.
Friedman says Green Bay is not the only local municipality that is checking permits, so it's best to do everything by the book.
If people think they're going to get away with trying to do this and skate by not having the proper licensing and permitting and they're not going to get caught, I will tell everyone who's listening or watching, don't do it. You're going to get caught and you're going to get busted. And then ultimately you're going to get fined and it is going to be significant.
The NFL draft comes to Green Bay April 24th through the 26th. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app, 11 degrees in Green Bay, 9 in Hampton, 5 in Oshkosh. It feels like 10 below zero. We have a very special guest who got up early this morning. Come on in, Grace Hageman from the Croc Center. How are the roads? How are the sidewalks? How's everything out there, Grace?
You know, it's not too bad. It could be worse. It could be worse. I got stopped 15 minutes by a train before I got here, so I don't know if that has anything to do with the cold, but it was up there in terms of
difficulties. Hey, by the way, I think the bridge was stuck again the other day out here on Nitschke.
That train thing is, I work over there after this show, and the law is 10 minutes because of ambulances and stuff.
You know, that's the longest.
And those guys, they don't care. We have cited them time. They don't pay. They're just, you know, it's, the guys just don't mess with international commerce. It's like, look, don't mess with my life. You know?
I love
but 15 minutes is a long, isn't that a long time?
It felt very long.
That is like, a long
time. I would have been here early.
And you got those digital clocks now. It just keeps going and going. Then some people turn around and what they want to do is go over to Mason Street, right? But even turning around.
Is that worth it?
Well, that's just it. And
no,
can it be worth it? And
can't be.
Well, the thing is, you can, you know, they'll beep their horn and they'll say, like, back ups. And then you'll just kind of get out of a really tight parking spot. And some people jump the curb. So they must have something really, like an interview or something that they're really.
Yeah.
Or a radio show. So I don't
know. Well, I got stuck with that. Going to do a remote one time, a radio remote on a Saturday morning. I got stuck. I was late for the remote.
Yeah.
No, the part I love is that when it goes, then all of a sudden it stops and backs up.
Well, that's what I'm. Yeah, that's that rehitching is what takes the time, and it's too bad that they're doing that at 7:30 in the morning. I mean, nobody's out for a casual drive at 7:30 in the morning. You're taking your kids to school or you're going to work, right?
Yeah.
And why can't they just wait till 9? But they can't. I mean, we had the biggest argument. I actually went to D.C. for this.
Oh wow!
Just to tell them not.
You struck a chord.
I just want to say
I didn't know there was so much involved with the train.
To not block to not run the train through the marathon. Because they did that one time. We told them there's a marathon coming. Yeah, okay. And some people missed their qualifying times for Boston because Green Bay is
yep.
And they finally did it. They said, okay, but don't tell anybody that we're going to not run the trains because they don't want other cities doing this. It's like, really? Why can't you just be a good guy and say, look, we're not going to run the train for, 3 hours max? I mean, for the elite runners.
They got to run those trains.
Anyway, well, speaking of running. We got going on at the Croc Center.
I just wanted to say one thing, though. First, I got a text here. How about A.J. Brown reading a book on the bench yesterday?
Did you see that? Was great.
I've never seen that before in my lifetime.
The book's like 300 pages. He's just reading, and it was Passages, right? That was the name of the book?
I don't know. Or
he said it was kind of an inspirational book kind of thing. And he says he does it actually all the time. It's just really the first time he got caught by the camera.
Wow.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of cool. I think the book, I think the name of the book was Passages. He getting some inspiration. But he looked pretty relaxed.
His feet were up.
It wasn't like he was like, okay, please help me.
Oh, man.
Anyway, all right.
What movie, Todd? What movie was the kid sitting on the bench pretending he's reading his playbook and he's reading, I think, of Mice and Men or something like that underneath it?
I don't know.
Varsity Blues.
All right.
Well.
I don't want your life. By the way, the girl that played his girlfriend with the whipped cream, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, she's in that show. Last night was the last episode of Landman with Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, okay.
And she plays like his wife now and everything. Last night's episode was one of the most gruesome things I've ever seen on TV, where the cartel kidnaps him and they torture him and they drive a nail into his knee.
Hmm. Nice. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Grace?
Yeah. So on.
Sorry about that.
No worries. Landman's important.
We'll hold you over in the next segment.
So on Friday, we have a family fun night. It's a winter carnival theme. We hold family fun nights about monthly during the school year. They're a great opportunity for families to come to the Croc, to try our pool, to go to the gym. We also have a bunch of fun activities that we do.
Do you have swim lessons?
Do we have swim lessons during the week? Yeah. Yeah, we do hold swim lessons.
For seniors?
Monday through Thursday. Ooh. I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
But
you got a great pool.
Thank you. Yeah.
You have a great basketball court.
It's a great opportunity for families to come.
Slides.
And so for families to come to that event, for non-members, it is if you bring 2 canned goods per person, then you can get in for free. And those canned goods go to our Salvation Army food pantry. So it's a great way for us to also support our services side.
How could I? So if I'm a member, I'm going to join. Mm-hmm. You know that, but I want to wait till after Quitter Friday.
Sure.
Okay. Can I bring my grandkids there at all? Or special tickets you can buy for that?
Yeah, or? Yeah. So either you can do day passes. So members get okay. 2 day passes per quarter, I believe.
Okay.
And then also you can do simple day passes that are like it for up to ages 12, I believe it's $5 per kid.
Oh, awesome. So, yeah. And they can use the pool and stuff?
They can use the pool, yep, with a day pass. Yep. They awesome. Just have to have guardians sign off on their liability.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
So did you get... If you're a member, you get 2 day passes for guests per quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Can you stockpile them, or do they have to be used in
they
that quarter?
They have to be used within in that quarter. The period.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. His grandkids come and visit cool. on occasion. So, but $5 to do all that.
Okay, I don't know. Would I be allowed to let them use the pool even though I can't swim?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have lifeguards.
Yeah, I mean,
you?
As long as you're in there with them. We just okay. don't allow kids to be like willy nilly in there. Right. You know?
Do you have any of those like circular things I could just put around me?
God, you would, in there? Would you really we wear
do
that?
I
would
do
that
for my grandkids.
I would do that. What?
You could go in the splash pad. It's standing.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a big bucket.
Okay. There is.
Oh, that overturns?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That is cool.
That's very cool.
But you have so much going on there. Yeah. You still have the arts and crafts room and all that?
Yeah, so we do have a fine arts program. So that is, we have a full clay studio. So we have like a kiln to create pottery. We have a painting program. And then they also do once a month cookies and crafts or pie and painting. And
yeah, your arts and crafts section is phenomenal.
Yeah. So we have a really fun program with that. We have a ton of different offerings for people.
And it's so easy to get to on Limekiln. And mm-hmm. you're all surface parking.
Yep.
Like huge parking
like,
lot.
Like the downtown Y, it's... No, you're either in a ramp or mm-hmm. getting a ticket. So I think that's great that you have that. Your facility, tell me about the band part of it. You still have the instruments that kids can use?
Yeah. So that's also a part of our finance program is that we do offer music lessons. It kind of rotates depending on what instructors that we have during that year. So right now we do have piano and guitar, and then we're hoping to start percussion.
Wow.
Yeah. But also following off on that, the following week, on the 25th, we're going to be having the Chicago Staff Band of the Salvation Army. So they're a traveling brass band of Salvation Army coming to the Croc for free to do a big band performance. And there will also be kids from our divisional music school. So all the kids in the state fun. That participate in Salvation
That's
Army
awesome.
Music, they're going to be performing with them as well. Yeah.
That Croc Center is just state-of-the-art. I mean, when you built that,
it
was
right.
like $22 million.
It was a good chunk of change.
Maybe it was more than that. I just remember the ribbon, the dedication. That's sure. not that old. And no. you go out there now and it looks brand new. I mean, you've done a really, really good job of keeping
thank
that
you.
So clean. And
yeah.
You have, and I like your customer service too. You guys are.
The
front
you.
Desk is great.
Yeah, they're on it.
So people can come in at 5:30 on Friday.
So it's 5 to 7:30. And there will also be having some guests coming. We have the Green Bay Blizzard mascots are going to be there. We're going to have Fish and Wildlife Services doing some activities and giving resources.
Show them how to gut fish?
No, they bring in the cool stuff. So the last one time that we had them come in, they did a whole thing about sea lampreys with the kids.
Oh, no
and
kidding.
And it was so much fun. They had temporary tattoos that looked like the mouth of sea what? Lampreys.
Wow.
It was very fun.
Did wow. you guys have sea lampreys there?
They didn't have like a real one, but they had like all the models and like they had, they did like a mussels showing too. And that was like... previously alive mussels, but like it right. was very cool to show the kids how they filter water through their
right.
mouth.
I did a story one time with commercial fishermen.
Okay.
So they get all the fish, and there'd always be a couple of lampreys
yep.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my photographer was like, "Can you grab that and hold it so I can get a shot?" And it wrapped itself around my
yeah.
wrist, and
ooh.
I just like,
no.
But then one of the guys I was with, he actually showed me he had a couple of scars from. When they get on you,
sure, yeah,
they stay on you.
They do,
yeah.
So we love having them come because they do some really interesting,
that's
like,
cool.
STEM experiments and awareness about invasive species within our area. So there's so many options for Winter Carnival. We're going to be having a whole bunch of fun things throughout the building,
nice.
And it'll be accessible to people. If you are not a member, again, that 2 canned good per person, and if you don't bring the canned goods, then it's just $5.
You know, I just want to say one thing too. The where this all started from is such a magnificent story. Joan Kroc,
mm-hmm.
whose husband, of course, started at McDonald's.
Yep.
Did you ever see that movie?
The
That's
founder,
actually a really
yeah.
good movie.
I
isn't
watched
it
right before I started this job, and then I was like, "Oh, I'm connecting all the pieces of how we got
really
our origin."
I mean,
yep.
he was a traveling salesman making like no money,
yeah.
and then he started this. It's like cool. But the fact is, she didn't have much money growing up,
right.
and all the rich kids got to go to the country
and
clubs, and she had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she built it like that.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's a wonderful story.
Yeah, that was great. I get to meet her when she came. You did the dedication.
That's very cool.
It was very cool what happened there. I think people, if they haven't been there, they need to see that because it's for everybody.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I think some people, that looks pretty fancy, but I'm going to go here, not there. But it's so reasonable. Yeah. And that family night is a chance to look at the basketball, the pool. You don't have to swim. I mean, there's places
that
like
arts and craft center is
awesome.
Yeah, we'll have tons of fun things happening.
And the winters can get a little long here.
Especially starting today.
In Wisconsin, yes, they are long.
Starting today.
Since football's over, we think winter started today. But to go to the Croc Center and hang out. And what are your hours? You're open. I drive by there a lot.
Mm-hmm. So Monday through Thursday, we're open from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m.
And 5 a.m.
Friday, we close at 8 p.m. And then Saturdays, I believe it's 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Sundays, we're closed because we have church.
Okay, can I say something there without coming off like creepy guy?
Well, it depends, I guess.
I was going to say it. So.
Really cool eyes.
Oh, thank you.
Do you get that a lot?
Yes, I actually do. Thank you very much.
Like, what would you call them? Aqua?
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Okay.
There's an actress from a while back that had eyes that color. And I didn't, I'm sorry, Grace.
Totally fine.
Yeah, I didn't recognize I didn't see the eyes until John pointed them out.
Oh,
so.
Well,
we were just talking about
much.
Eyes this morning.
Oh, yeah?
We were.
Yeah,
that's why.
That was
in
how
what,
I
in what context?
That, well, like Ginger Z. Ginger Z, she's got really striking eyes.
Sure.
Michael Jackson's daughter.
Paris Jackson, yes.
Really striking eyes. Mm-hmm. And your eyes are almost that exact same color.
Thank you.
Okay. So I'm not being creepy by saying that, right?
No, I'm cool with it.
Okay. I mean, I'm just pointing out something. I mean, you could give me one back.
Yeah,
I mean,
HR.
You say, for a guy your age, you got great hair. I'm okay with it.
Well, I got to see you at the Croc. You said you're going to get a membership.
Right.
You can ask if I've been working out, whatever you want.
No, I think that's great. And even if people don't have the money to do that, just if they're not a member, just two cans of anything.
Yeah, and that really, I mean, it's a way for us to open up our audience that is able to come to it. And we see a whole range of families that are able to participate because of trying to make it as accessible as possible.
I just want to give a shout out to your equipment.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, you do have really good equipment.
Sure.
Some of it better than some of the expensive
When we
clubs.
Come back, because it seemed when I used to be at the Croc, it seemed complicated, but it seemed super cool.
Sure.
I want to talk about that when we come back.
All right.
So a quick break. Grace Hageman, Croc Center. Family Fun Night, Winter Carnival coming up. More when we come back, along with Frank Hermans. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. In Appleton and our great friends in Oshkosh, which is where we're going to be on Thursday.
Wednesday.
Yep. Wednesday, we are going to be in Oshkosh, your hometown.
Yes,
Grace.
It is. Yep.
We love Oshkosh.
What are you guys doing down there?
We're going to do our show from WISS.
Ah,
which is right downtown.
Yeah.
Great location.
Yeah, it is. That's awesome.
The only negative, we only have one negative of Oshkosh.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Lay it on me. Yeah.
There's no, like,
exit
signs.
During at night. You don't light up your exit signs.
The second to last time we went there, everybody knows our story that listens. We were south of Fond du Lac when we realized we may have missed an exit.
We called Todd, where's the exit? And where are you guys? Well, we're south of
Fond du Lac. We just passed Fond du Lac. We're 40 miles from Milwaukee.
Grace, can you believe that?
Yeah, that's a very niche one. I don't think I've ever heard that dissatisfaction with us.
You know why, though? No. Okay, two things.
You have no lights.
Yeah, Bergstrom, no lights were out on the thing.
Lies. I don't think that plane was lit up.
EAA was not lit up.
Lies.
No.
The outlet mall, we went over Lake Beautimore, that was totally dark.
The outlet mall was dark.
Fond du Lac was shut down.
Well, the outlet mall is dark because they're going through a time of transition.
Well, we're just saying.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
They're conserving energy right now.
We're just warning people if you're heading that way.
We burned off. Coming up with excuses.
We burned off
really
all that energy.
Dark, rainy morning.
We had to fill up again.
Yeah.
But anyway, Oshkosh is a great city. We love
Thank
it there.
You.
And we've got their Discover Oshkosh. Pat is Mr. Cheerleader, and he's driven us around in his car, different restaurants.
Cool.
Went to the drive-in where the girls were on roller skates.
Was it Leon's or Ardenez?
Ardenez.
Ardenez. Okay. Yep.
Loved it.
Yeah.
But downtown is cool.
Yes.
It is.
And the Grand.
Your theater.
Yeah, the Grand's very special. Yeah, I grew up doing stuff at the Grand.
So oh, did
I got,
you really?
I got to do theater there when I was a kid.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, yep.
So the Kroc Center, is that the only one in this area?
Yes. So in the state of Wisconsin, we are the only Kroc
That's
Center.
What I thought.
And so within our Midwestern region, there's one in like Quincy, Illinois, Grand Rapids, Michigan. So they're kind of randomly spread out throughout the country, but there's only about 26 of them nationally.
And the lobbying that communities do to get that is unbelievable. And
yes,
thank God they picked this community.
Yeah, we were very lucky with the support that we got in order to create a community center like ours. And also with the Salvation Army connection, it really just can't get better than that.
But people need to know if they haven't been there. And if they've been there, you need to tell your friends to go there because there's room there. I mean, there's always, it seems like there's always rooms on machines and basketball, you know, pick up games.
We're lucky with the size. I think that sometimes it can be a little bit misleading looking at the front of our building because it's kind of a split level almost and you have to go downstairs. That there is so much space.
We have a lot of space.
We have a very wide building.
Can you talk about the treadmills and the video? Describe that.
I'm going to be honest. I am not the best person to do that.
But just in general, what they bring you. You know what I mean? Where you can walk through like the streets of Italy, right?
Yeah.
Run.
Well,
why can't you walk?
You can jog.
Jog. But it's pretty cool how you can go to those machines you had.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming you still have them. I haven't been there in a little while. But
yes.
You can just plug in where you want to see. And it's pretty cool to walk or run or jog through the streets of Italy or some other country. And yeah, it's just you have good equipment there. Really good
Thank
equipment.
Thank you. Yeah. We try to expand and try to, you know, refresh and replace. We're very conscious of comment cards that our members leave us and things that we need to improve.
Because Jim and I both admit one thing. Sometimes you walk into a new place and you're a little intimidated because you don't know how to use a piece of equipment.
Right. Yeah.
And then you ask somebody to help and you feel like, oh, look at that dork. He doesn't know, hey, is that the mayor? Hey, mine? I don't know how to use. You know, that does happen.
No, our Kroc staff is very good about that. They're always very excited to help people and get people on the right path of using things safely for the first part. You know?
Could somebody teach me how to use earbuds?
Teach you how to use earbuds? I don't know. That might be a little bit more on the personal
level. All right.
Okay. Wait, but people wear them, and we're wearing that.
I still got my old iPad.
We still have them in the box. I got them right here, and the cellophane is still on.
Oh, they're AirPods?
Yeah.
Oh.
We don't know how to use them, but we go in there, and all you guys are wearing them.
Well, did you
them.
Take them out of the box?
I'm going to
wear them, even though I don't know how to use them.
He actually doesn't have them in there because he gave them to me about 2 months ago, and I've got them in here.
I still got a Walkman.
Oh, okay. Yeah?
I could still use a Walkman. You know what the worst thing ever was,
I bring in my boombox and the guy doesn't like that.
I wasn't far from that. I remember when they said, oh, we got portable DVD, or not DVD, CD players. It was about the size of a plate, about this big, and it would hook on to your belt.
Well, just bring that.
Well, every time you move, it skips.
Yeah, that's true.
That did not work.
It didn't.
So then you try to hold it in your hand while you're jogging. That didn't work.
But
you know what I did one time? Snow Light. I took duct tape and I duct taped it to my hand.
Oh, that would.
And it actually worked.
Well, you're still moving your hand though when you're running, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
Sorry, I was laughing because you were talking about, bring boombox in. I've got my, and I'm thinking Victrolas. Probably.
Yeah. Could do that too.
I brought my 45.
You know, Friday nights, there's not a lot going on. There's stuff going on, but what a great family night, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's incumbent upon us as parents to spend time with our kids, and Friday nights is a good night to.
Yeah.
Or the Kroc Center.
Yeah, that's why we love having our family fun nights. We try to do them once a month. We have a family event always happening. And we do them on Fridays because there isn't as much things going on, especially in the winter when it's really cold and it's hard to do things. So we're really lucky to be able to provide these kinds of opportunities.
All right, give us your address and your website. So how we...
Yeah, so the Kroc is at 1315 Limekiln Road in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Right off Mason. It's so
right
easy
off
to
Main
find.
Street. Yep, and then our website is gbcroc.org.
Easy to find, too.
And if you know where JBS is...
Right.
If you can find the smell of JBS, right across the street.
Yep. They donated the land, though.
Yes.
God bless them.
Yes, no question about it. We love our JBS friends.
So do we.
Well, I'm going to be coming down there.
All right. I hope to see you. You said this last time as well, so
you know
I'm
what?
Waiting.
Well, but thank you for saying that.
I didn't know there was such a thing as Quitter's Friday. So like I said, I wanted to wait until after.
I didn't want to
be that guy. It's okay, membership's up, right? Oh, I'm going to lose weight. So I wanted to be where I'm cooler than that.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see is right.
Okay, can I just ask, what kind of gear do people wear these days when they work out?
A t-shirt and pants.
I still have the old, like, sweatpants.
I wear them. Are they good? Okay.
You'll be that guy no matter what you wear.
That's true. I am that guy. I just am that guy. There's no getting around it. Grace Hageman, Croc Center, Green Bay, Family Fun Night, Winter Carnival. It sounds spectacular.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Grace.
Frank Hermans joins us. We come back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.